remember when the Olympics came to Sydney? Were you guys born then? It was the year 2000. Ollie remembers it. Ethan remembers. Okay, it was the year 2000. In the year 2000, I was a bit of a student, okay, which means I had very little money, and so I had to get a job over the Olympics. And so what I did is I worked for Samsung, okay? And it was really exciting because, you know, the Olympics was huge, right? It was just something really, really big. And I worked for Samsung, and this was my job. It was a pretty cool job, okay? Samsung gave me a phone, all right? This phone, this very phone. And they said, there's a group of us, said, go out into the city, and with what we've given you, you've got to give 3-minute phone calls to anywhere around the world away for free. Okay, so this phone, basically, I could go up to anyone. I could go up to Nick and say, mate, welcome to Australia, because remember, there was tourists everywhere, all right? And say, do you want to ring home? $3 anywhere around the world, go for it. And they'd go, yeah, yeah, what's the catch? We'll have to say, I'm going, no, seriously, all right? Just a three-minute call. No, this is Samsung. They're sponsors of the Olympics, all right? Pretty cool job. But for 2 weeks, about 14 days, the Olympic goes on, I was walking around giving people free phone calls. It was pretty cool. Now, I think being a Christian is a little bit like working for Samsung at the Olympics. Let me explain how. When you're a Christian, you are part of something pretty big and pretty exciting, which is the fact that God is a gracious God and He wants to save people, all right? And He wants people to know Him and love Him and grow in their relationship with Him, all right? And what God does is He gives every single Christian a mobile phone. No, no, not a mobile phone. He gives every single Christian a gift. A gift. And what you're supposed to do with that gift is not use it for yourself, like me sitting on this phone all day and making 3-minute calls around to anyone around the world, which is actually what some people did on the job, but that was naughty, okay? What you do with your gift is you have to give it away to somebody else. And you freely give it away, no strings attached, you don't have to pay, free offer. See, that's what 1 Peter chapter 4 is kind of saying. All right, read it again with me, 1 Peter chapter 4. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. You and I, guys, have each been given at least one, probably stacks of gifts. And what 1 Peter 4 says is that we're not to use that for ourselves, you're not to use that to make yourself look good, not to use that to make people like you more, but you are to use that for other people, for other people's benefits. Now that raises the question, doesn't it? What or how do you know what my gift is? That's the obvious question, isn't it? If God's given each one of us a gift, what's my gift? How do you work that out? Do you just kind of sit there and go, well, I'm kind of, you know, I'm good at this and I like doing that and so I must be gifted in that area? I don't think that's actually how you work it out. The way you work out what your gift is simple, guys. You look around and see what needs to be done. You look around salt and go, well, what can I do? What needs to be done around salt? See, that's how you work out what your gifts are. You actually try stuff. You give stuff a go. You see that there's a need. Perhaps there's someone over there who's a bit lonely, who needs someone to talk to, and you go up and go, well, there's a need there. I can go chat to them, all right? And as you do that, you might find out, hey, I'm actually quite good at this. See, I think Buddy is a good youth leader. I think he is actually a gifted youth leader. All right? Who's got Buddy as their leader? Yeah. I mean, he's pretty good, isn't he? All right? Yes. Yeah. Now, how did Buddy work out he was a good youth leader? Did he just wake up one morning and go, think I might be gifted as a youth leader? No. There was a need, and he said, I'll be a youth leader. I'll give it a go. Guess what? He was gifted. He's still doing it. Now, there might be stuff that you try and you're just not that good at, all right? Maybe you've got not a musical bone in your body, okay? And you're going to go, oh, I'm going to join the band, and you can't even play in time or sing in tune or whatever, okay? Probably not your thing. But if you see a need, have a go, and I reckon 9 times out of 10, you're going to be all right at it. So how do you work out what your gifts are? You find a need, you see someone that you can look after, perhaps someone you can pray for, someone you can invite, and you do it. That's how you find out what your gift is. And notice what happens when you use your gift to serve others. It says there that you are like someone who administers God's grace. You see that there? Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in all of its various forms. See, when I was giving away free phone calls for Samsung, who was paying for it? Was it me? Who was it? It was Samsung, right? But I had the joy of being the person through whom Samsung could give away free phone calls. It's a bit like that with God. See, God's grace is massive and he wants to keep pouring it out on people. And what he does is he uses guys like you and me and he says, the way I'm going to get grace to Jace is this. I'm going to give something to Mike, all right? And as Mike, for example, prays for Jace, Jace gets God's grace. Pretty cool, isn't it? God uses people like me to let his grace go out. As you guys go to Bible studies on a Sunday or come to Soul on Friday night, what God does is he uses guys like Hamish and Gareth and Jace and Buddy and Plorum and Matt and Lachlan and Pete to give you guys grace. See, these guys pray for you. They look after you. They teach the Bible to you. They pray for you. And what's happening as they're doing that is God's going, grace, blah, 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 flowing out to all you guys. All right? And that's what happens. If you can actually serve somebody else, God goes, grace through you into somebody else. I think that's brilliant. See, you as a Christian can be part of something really big. Remember what grace is? Remember what it is? It's on your outline there. Grace is God's free and undeserved kindness. Write it in. Showing to guilty rebels who deserve only punishment. Guys, that's huge. That's bigger than the Olympics. And God says, as you serve one another, guys, God's grace is administered through you. Here are the questions to finish with. What needs can you see around Salt? Who needs a mate? Who needs to be prayed for? Who needs to be encouraged? Who needs, perhaps outside of Salt, to be invited to Salt so they can experience God's grace? Who, where, how can you serve others, guys? That's the question. How can you use what God has given to you, not for your own good, but for other people's good? How can you pass on God's grace to others? They're the questions I'm going to get you guys to look at it in SAP groups, but why don't we pray first? Let's pray. Gracious Father, thanks that you've been gracious to us in saving us through Jesus, and thank you that as Christians we are part of something really massive. That's your plan for people to know you, to receive your grace and to grow in grace. And so, Father, please help us to see the needs around us here at Salt and everywhere else, and to have a go to see if we have a gift in that area and to try and serve other people so that your grace can flow through us to others. Help us to keep discussing these things now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening, guys. Scoot off in your groups. Perhaps stay in here, guys, I reckon. Let's just keep